Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The second baseman, Davey Lopes. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Larry Sorensen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopes moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopes. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Lopes steals third. Lansford moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopes scores. Lansford scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Bochy reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Henderson for the double play. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lopes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopes. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Lopes steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burrows hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich throws the ball into Fishlin, who tags Burrows trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards first. Hargrove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bochte hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fishlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to third. Fishlin moves to second. Jeff Jones now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Fishlin scores. Butler moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Phillips scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Tom Waddell now pitching. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopes takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Waddell fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to third. Lopes moves to second. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. Lopes tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Waddell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. the Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Willard strikes out. 2 outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Vukovich moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. There goes Hargrove. The throw from Heath to second, and Hargrove is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Davy Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lopes bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Henderson moves to third. Murphy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Jeff Burrows. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Willard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Willard reaches second base with a double. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Jerry Willard. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vukovich hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Nixon steals third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fishlin hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Ron Hassey now catching. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon pinch runs for Bruce Bochy. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Almon steals second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Almon moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing first base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jones, and towards Phillips, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy strikes out. 1 out. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.